pasuk by Korban Pesach says, "V'chi yogu itcha ger v'asa Pesach l'Hashem himo lo kol zocha v'az yikrav l'asoso v'hayo ke'ezer ha'aretz v'chol ovel lo yochol bo." So Rashi comments, "Yochol ko ha'miskaya yaseh Pesach miyad tamalomna v'hayo ha'ezer v'hayo ke'ezer ha'aretz ma ezer ba'abosa afger ba'abosa." So we have to understand, why would one think that a person, a ger, who's Megayah in the middle of the year, Hanukkah time, that he should bring a Korban Pesach? So the Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Baal Oscha that it could be that a ger who brings Korban Pesach does not have to bring a Korban Gevis, the Korban Ola Sa'of. But if he brought a Korban Pesach, then he's not required to bring the Korban Gevis. Apparently, Meir Simcha thinks that the Korban Pesach has in it also a dimension of Korban Gevis. This notion I heard also from the Rav. He said, he proved it from the Gemara in Krisis and Daftes, that says there, Avosechem lo nichnos lebris el bemila utfila v'hatzor stam. Bishnam mila diksiv, kimulim oyu kol ha'am ayotzim, inami mihocha v'eva alaych v'erech misproseses b'namayach, v'omer lach b'damayach chiyi. In Rashi comments, b'damayach, the plural, dam pesach v'dam mila. So you see that there's a relationship between the two, because just as Mila is an integral part of Gevus, so also is Korban Pesach. And it was also in Mitzrayim a din of Gevus, and therefore they put both the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila on the Batim, because both of them have this dual theme of Gevus and Knis Labris. And according to this, we can understand the Havamina, that every ger, when he's Megaya, we would think that he should have to bring a Korban Pesach immediately, because, even though it's not Pesach, because the Korban Pesach comes to be mashlim, his gerus. And there are only two mitzvahs in the Torah, that if you don't perform them, you chayiv kavos. Those are Mila and Pesach. And it may be because those two mitzvahs represent Knisa Labris, and there's an extra dimension in terms of the Kedusha of the person, that he's no longer an Orel, and he becomes a Ben Bris with Mila, and similarly with Korban Pesach. And that may be also why, if somebody is an Orel, called Orel or Yochobo, that's Ma'akev in the Korban Pesach. And according to what we've said, we can understand also the pasuk for Shamatis Achuka Zos Moda Miyamim Yamima, and Rashi comments Miyamim Yamima Mishana Lashana. In other words, it's speaking about Korban Pesach, as Rabbi Kiva says in the Gemara Menachos. And according to what we've said, we understand the relationship again, because every year when we bring the Korban Pesach, there's a new commitment to Jewish destiny and Jewish history, and that has a dimension of Gevus implicit in it.